I had heard that the London Oratory School Schola was in Rome for a series of concerts. The Schola, by the way, is a world-famous liturgical choir with a special tie to Rome, as it carries on a tradition of choral music which dates back to St. Philip Neri, whose church, the Chiesa Nuova, is not far from Vatican Radio. I couldn't believe my luck when I discovered that Lee Ward, the Schola's director, had actually contacted Vatican Radio and offered to come in with some of his boys to chat about their work. I'd be happy to meet them myself, I offered. And when the day came, I rushed down to meet Lee and three of the choristers for a short tour of the radio and an interview. Lee has a gentle manner, but exudes the authority of a leader. At first glance, the boys, ranging in age from 9 to 16, looked like ordinary, although exceptionally well-behaved schoolboys you could meet in any country or town. First of all, I said, please introduce yourselves.
I'm Lee Ward, I'm Director of Music at the London Oratory School and Musical Director of our Liturgical Choir, which is known as the Schola. And we're here in Rome at the moment doing some concerts.
Who are the boys we have here today?
I'm Joe.
I'm Nathan.
And I'm Wolf.
What is your repertory here in Rome? What are you singing?
We're showing the range of repertoire that the Schola can sing. So the last couple of concerts, we took more Renaissance music, so we had Byrd and Palestrina. But then for the concert that we're doing tonight, we're going all the way from Byrd and Palestrina at the beginning of the concert to Vidor in the 19th century, France. So we've got a huge range of repertoire at the moment, going through Bach and Handel and Schubert on the way.
Let's talk a little bit about the history of the Schola.
Well, it's a unique choir in England, really. The tradition of Catholic music in England has not really been terribly great in recent years, and this choir was set up with the vision of our headmaster, then-headmaster John McIntosh, and with the blessing of Cardinal Hume, and it was set up to give a choir school education for boys in the state sector in England. Okay, so it's a non-fee-paying public, the Americans would call it a public school, we call
no,
it a state school.
We're talking about the choir school, because the London Oratory School is actually quite a bit larger, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean the school itself has got 1,400 pupils, but the choir, the junior part of the school, which is where the choristers come in total has 80 pupils, of which 20 to 30 will be choristers.
And how does one manage to get into the school?
Boys audition at the age of 6, and they have to show vocal promise and a musical ear. And then we select 20 boys, of which 8 will be choristers. And then after a year, we'll take in 4. So it's quite competitive. But we're in a very lucky position, whereas many of the choir schools in England are crying out for boys to apply. We have, for example, this year for the 8 places, we had 34 boys wanting to be choristers. So as the reputation has grown, we've been very fortunate with the amount of applicants and the quality of applicants we've had.
So, the boys sitting in front of me were not all that ordinary at all. And notwithstanding Joe's Snoopy t-shirt and a big grin on his face, I soon realised they were all pretty exceptional, thanks probably also to their rigorous musical training and discipline, and for the understated passion for music that they express.
Joe, what do you like singing best?
Probably the Mozart and the Haydn.
Is there any reason for that?
It's quite fast and fun.
It's fast and fun. I'm sure Mozart would appreciate that. How do you like singing in Roman churches? They're quite different to the churches you're used to in England, aren't they?
They're quite loud.
What inspires you? Why did you apply to go to the Schola? Will?
Well, the school which the school is attached to has a very Catholic sense of it. It's very religiously founded. And the fact that we're able to sing music that most people our age, the school sings with people from 7 to 19, most people our age don't have access to the beautiful music we get to sing, and it's a real incentive.
How old are you?
I'm 13.
13. You actually seem quite a bit older. The way you speak, not
I mean,
know,
I think
your
that's,
appearance.
That's part of the beauty of the training. It does inspire a confidence in boys as well. You know, if they've had this, if they've been singing in front of huge audiences, it does make them rather more confident, I think it's fair to say, as they get older.
So you obviously sing in Latin.
Yes.
Is Latin one of the subjects you study at school?
Yes, it's a grammar school.
It's compulsory for the junior house, and then you can choose to carry it on further if you want up the school.
Do you also study a musical instrument?
Yes. Every boy in junior house plays.
What is your instrument?
I play violin and piano.
Oh, I play the piano.
I play cello and piano.
Wow. How many hours do you study? Is study the right word? Every day,
rehearse?
Yeah.
Rehearse every morning. Rehearsal starts at 8 a.m. every morning for 40 minutes. And then we'll rehearse at the weekend for an hour. And then before concerts and whatever, we'll have extra rehearsals. So it's a fairly heavy routine. You know, some of these boys are up at sort of 6 a.m. every morning, and they wouldn't get home until 7 p.m. So it's a long day, and this is all on top of their academic work as well.
But you're fired by passion for music, right?
Yeah,
that's what makes you do it. Why do you like singing?
I think partly the reason so many people like to sing is because it has a group feel to it, and it's really a unique experience to sing with a choir, because if you're working with them day in, day out, you really forge meaningful relationships with them, and you can really get along really well with them. And the teachers as well. When you're rehearsing with a teacher, you can really, I suppose, call it a friendship, but one where you're sort of looking up to them a bit more.
Joe's 9, but he'll be singing alongside 18-year-old boys, and actually we have 6 professional singers who sing with us as well, called lay clerks, who give us an opportunity to sing a repertoire that we perhaps wouldn't be able to manage otherwise. And these are professional London singers who sing mainly at the Brompton Oratory, London Oratory. And this, again, you know, these guys are singing next to professional singers on a regular basis. That is the best way to learn how to sing. And these lay clerks have a sort of educational role as well. They're very good, and they'll tell you if you're not pulling your weight and things. And so that's a tremendous opportunity, again, which makes it unique, really. There isn't that opportunity elsewhere.
Is there anything you'd like to say about this visit to Rome, and how important is it for you to come to the cradle of Catholicism?
I mean, it's been a wonderful musical opportunity, singing repertoire in the buildings for which they were written. Palestrina can be quite tough going on an 8-year-old and 9-year-old, but to come to the churches where it would have been performed when it was composed really has grasped their imaginations, and the acoustics are so splendid for that sort of music. It brings a life to it which perhaps they wouldn't get in some of the buildings we sing at in London. We're very fortunate with the Brompton Oratory in London in that and it's very much an Italian design, but I think the magic of coming to this place where these pieces were first performed has really inspired. Certainly they've been singing better this week than they have ever before, I think it's fair to say.
What will you take back with you?
Well, I mean, just the very fact that we've been in these places gives a cultural background to the music that we're singing. I think it definitely gives a depth to the music that we didn't have before. And even performing music which we're very familiar with, having been in the choir for 10 years, I remember singing these pieces as a treble as well, but somehow doing it here gives it a different angle to how I learned it before, which is fascinating.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
You're 16. How old is the eldest boy in your choir? I mean, how long can you stay in the choir?
19.
We go all the way up into what in England is upper sixth form, so the last year of A-levels you'd be reaching 19, end of 18, 19.
Do you plan to continue singing afterwards?
Certainly.
You both do?
Yes,
you do? Well, Joe, I'm sure you do. But how would your career progress once you've left the school?
Well, you know, a great many of the ex-choral scholars, as me and Will Farr, come back to sing at school concerts, and Schola concerts, and obviously having performed in churches in England and abroad, it could be possible to go and sing at some of those churches that we've already formed links with.
Suddenly I said something that really betrayed my ignorance.
You sing exclusively sacred music, right?
Not at all. We've done a huge amount of professional recording work for films and popular music, Bjork.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They've been recently with Westlife, the boy band Westlife. They sang at Christmas and, as I say, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings.
Speaking of your experience with sacred music, but now you've suddenly opened up a new window. How does that change your way of singing sacred music?
I think once you've had the experience of singing a piece that's not related to religion in any way, but under a very famous conductor or something like that, you start to pick up ideas of how the music should be performed. And it means that you can incorporate some ways that you would sing in a secular piece of music into the religious piece of music, but without changing the ideas that it's meant to have.
And the fact that often in these recordings we have to learn the music in a short space of time or on the job while we're in the studio has an impact on the way we can work. As we get better at doing that, the liturgical music can be learnt quicker and can be performed better. And even the fact that often, if you're hiring a professional choir of trebles or something, you want that liturgical sound, you want the sound of a church choir, the fact that we are a church choir can give an extra depth to the soundtrack.
I do know that you're involved in the recording of a CD, which is to be dedicated to Pope John Paul II.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell me about that?
It's a DVD, actually, and it's the first music DVD to embody the voice and images of John Paul II. It's a 60-minute film in which John Paul's speeches and, in fact, him singing as well, have been set to music.
He liked to sing along.
Yes, he did, yes. And this has been set to music, but it's an extraordinary range of music. It's incorporating, it's orchestral, Gregorian, electronic, and, you know, it has Brazilian, Spanish rhythms and harmonies as well. And the score is involved towards the end of the DVD, accompanying John Paul as he's singing Gregorian chant. The British composer Simon Boswell has incorporated John Paul's singing and composed a sort of backing track around it for us to sing.
Goodness, when will this be released?
It should be released in September, we're told.
What do you hope for your boys and for your choir?
Well, my main hope is that they'll go on to love music and actually to go out into the Catholic churches, parishes, and to take that love of music and perhaps that those high standards into their own churches as they're older. I hope some of them will become choir masters and organists themselves. I mean, certainly these guys have already had, sometimes they rehearse the choir and they both play the organ. And that would be my ultimate aim, that we make a difference to Catholic music in England, if not beyond that. But I also hope that they get a lot of fun out of it, and I think we've had fun this week, haven't we?
Yeah.
As far as I was concerned, the interview ended too soon, but Joe was dying to get back to his peers for a game of football before the evening concert rehearsal. Speaking to Lee and his choristers had been fun, and I felt privileged they had allowed me to take a glimpse at their lives and at their endeavours. But when I sat down to listen to the CD they left me, I closed my eyes and immediately was stunned into open-mouthed wonder.